This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today on the program, we're going to check in with Senator John Hoeven on what the possibilities are related to gun control legislation. They're just back in the Senate with politics, with politicians, with a news media that is lock, stock, and barrel with the left in this country. There'll be a push to quote-unquote do something, so we'll ask Senator Hoeven whether that could be resisted. Also, latest on the trade deals, because we're in challenging times, no doubt about it. I saw something over the weekend, I forget where this was from, who put this out, but it was, I guess it was a news story somewhere. Maybe you can find this, Kevin. It is farm suicides spiking. By farm suicides, obviously, that means someone that's on the farm, owns the farm, you know, the pressure of what's going on spiking. And Donald Trump was to blame, of course, in this article. Trump trade deal leads to spike in farm country suicide. That's something to that effect. And, of course, I want to just, I don't know, chuckle's not the right word because we're talking about suicide. Kevin found it already with the Huffington Post. Why was I looking at the Huffington Post, I think, is the
all
big question
I had
here.
To, yeah, exactly. Yeah, really. All I had
tell
to
me
do
somebody
is,
put
yeah.
it on Facebook and you just involuntarily saw it, because I can't believe you'd be reading the Huffington Post.
Possible toll of Donald Trump's trade war. Farmer suicides.
I don't know. And look, here's the deal. Suicide's real. I mean, today's September 9th. All I've been thinking about is my buddy Greg Johnson, who wore number 9 because it's September 9th. Since when I woke up this morning, said September 9th, thought of him. Incredible hockey player, incredible man, great friend, always full of joy, has the record for most points of any UND hockey player ever. Think of that. It's a long list, folks, okay? Goes on to a great NHL career with the Red Wings, Predators, raises two beautiful daughters, lovely wife, living in suburban Detroit. Had a great business career, kills himself. Whose fault is that? He's not a farmer now. Whose fault is that? It's nobody's fault. Can we end suicide? Can we stop suicide? Likely no, let's be honest. There will always be people who choose to take their own life. But if we can get to a place where if you have a, what would Carrie say, Todd, if you woke up at 3 in the morning and you said, I feel like there's a piano on my chest. I just have this terrible chest pain. What would she say?
911.
Right. You'd say, we're going to the doctor.
Yeah.
You got a little something in your side there. You feel a little lump. You know, I mean, you talk about early detection of breast cancer, how important that is, what is it, lump? You don't take anything. Get help. Go to the doctor. Suicide's no different. It's a disease just like all of those are. The wiring in the brain, for whatever reason, isn't right. It isn't a weakness. It isn't any, it is 100% a disease. It happens. But there's a stigma to say, gosh, if I say that, am I going to still be able to work here? Gosh, if I say that, is my wife going to think? Gosh, if I say that, are the kids going to worry? You know, tell somebody, for crying out loud. Tell somebody. So the idea that Donald Trump is to blame for farmer suicides is crazy. Now, I don't doubt the current trade deal is causing some people a great deal of financial stress.
Oh, yeah.
Piled on to what was probably there before the trade deal.
Exactly.
And it happens. It's agriculture. It's big risk. These things happen.
Suicide on the farm has been a deal for decades.
And I know that, you know, I mean, actually farmers have been warned from the bankers. Rick Clayburg and the Bankers Association, a very nice and thoughtful campaign going to say, look, talk to us. Come in. There's no reason. I mean, very active on this because they know, too. I mean, the amount of debt is increasing. It's there. This idea of blaming somebody for that, though, it's I honestly think by the time we get to November of 2020, even people that might not necessarily be Donald Trump's fans, voters, whatever, right, are going to say, you know, gosh, this is getting a little ridiculous. They blame him for everything.
And isn't it safe to say when he's trying to fix the bad trade deals and increase the markets that he might be trying to prevent farm suicide, trying to do something to get the farmers back in the game?
You sure could say that, couldn't you?
Just saying.
Yep, you sure could say that. That's for sure. Did you hear about those two guys in the ATV this weekend? Two brothers on two separate ATVs.
Right up by our family farm in Eccleston. Yeah.
Speaking of suicide, if you're drinking and getting on a quad, I'm thinking...
No helmet.
That you have all but committed suicide. You're just doing it a different way. Alcohol,
and
obviously.
Night.
Yeah. Oh. No, sad darn deal there. Sad deal. Absolutely. So anyway, Senator Hovind will be here to check in on those couple of things here in just a bit. We also have the author of a book called The Boy Crisis today on the program. The Boy Crisis. Do we have a boy crisis in this country?
Well, what defined crisis? Because are we talking transgender things or what sort of no sons being born? Or
Your mind went somewhere already.
Or is it just tough being a boy? Is that the deal?
Keep you in suspense.
Okay.
I'll get you copies of the book after. And then we're also going to talk with Dale Lennon. And Jerome Rector from the University of Mary. The University of Mary is doing a really neat thing with their athletic department. They recently announced greatness through virtue. Now, there's good athletic departments all over the place. A lot of good athletic departments. And I believe a lot of them that have a faith element to them. The NDSU Bison is not well known, but I mean, there's a significant amount of NDSU Bison players who are, involved in faith-based activities while on the team. Chaplains along and fellow players mentoring other players. Look at Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz didn't come to NDSU with the faith that he has today. And now the guy is, I got an audience of one foundation. And young people everywhere are looking up to him. And by the way, did he do it again yesterday or what? Come from behind.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Wasn't looking too good. Phenomenal. Vice 1-2. Only thing that didn't happen this weekend that I wish would have happened to UND. Would have loved to come on here today and say, ha! About that surprise, but no, it wasn't meant to be.
But it was a 30.5-point spread and a 31-point difference, so you could say it was a statistical tie in a sense.
they did beat the spread, though. Unbelievable. So we're going to announce a winner that I'll be delivering a MyPillow to before the program's done today, so stay tuned for that, too. All you folks that voted. Do I have all of yours, Todd, by the way? I meant to ask you that, if I have all of your text from Friday. Do I have Mullen?
Oh, I'll double check.
Okay. All right.
But I'll double check.
Anything that says NDSU is the winner, forward to me, and we're going to put them all in a hat and draw one out for the end of the program today. Also today, Richard Ryer will be here to talk about Gold Star Mothers and Family Day. Gold Star Mothers and Family Day. Okay? I have a question for you related to something nationally that was a big story this weekend. Donald Trump has instructed his foreign policy team to negotiate a deal with the Taliban. The Taliban are the folks that hid Al-Qaeda, that allowed Al-Qaeda to, you know, hide in those hills in Afghanistan, right? That's why we went, is that the proper English? That's why we went into Afghanistan after 9/11 first, because we knew they were giving Al-Qaeda safe haven, okay? Mm-hmm. So now the Taliban still control the country. We've been there how many years now? This week is 9/11. The
18th anniversary of 9/11.
18th anniversary, so. 18, so we've been there 17 years.
Yep.
So Donald Trump says negotiate with these yahoos and come to a deal so that we are no longer necessary to have our military force there. You're going to have, you know, different police forces and paramilitary availability, but basically it's time for us to be done. So they're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, the president says, I just want to look these guys in their eyes. I want to look them in the whites of their eyes. I want to find out what we're dealing with. That's this president. So schedules a meeting for Camp David. Well, all weekend long, people were flipping out because, hey, 9/11 anniversary, you're going to meet with the Taliban. You're going to... He's trying to prevent the loss of life for further members of the United States military. How in the world can you criticize that? Now, you can say, I don't think it'll work. You can say, that's naive, whatever. But why wouldn't you try? Do you have any problem with that? Any problem with him doing what he did this weekend or in this ongoing negotiation on the troops in Afghanistan? Tell me what you think. Which is 701-258-0550. More after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track.
Talk to myself. You gonna celebrate a little bit of the Bublé?
What's a birthday bumper day? Birthday
myself.
Bublé? Bublé?
So
birthday, yeah. Michael Bublé is
the Bublé Bublé.
44
old. 44 today.
Turn this up. This gets good here. He really cranks it up.
much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Michael Bublé, we'll do a little birthday bumper today. Birthday bumpers, that's right. 21 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Quick reminder from our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council that their annual meeting cranks up a week from tomorrow. That's right, Tuesday, September 17th. And the best part of this week is going to be the Bakken Backers event. They call it Bakken 2.0 just to let you know that there's new things happening all the time at the Bakken. This is a free chance, open to the public, to come and learn all about it. Watford City High School. I'd even encourage people in Watford City who, you know, maybe just go about doing what they do, say, yeah, the oil industry's here. Well, what are they doing? What's next? Where's it going? I mean, there's a lot of things you'll learn here. Ron Ness will speak. Justin Kringsted will speak, director of the North Dakota Pipeline. Bonita Best, Dale Patton, Brady Pelton will talk. Joel Brown from Mineral Tracker. We're talking about the future for royalty owners. And Kathy Nesset on the value of energy. It'll be really good. Don't miss that. Then, right after, there is all kinds of things happening, like social events, little pub crawl for folks that are attending the session. If you haven't registered yet, make sure you do so. You got to be there. Then Wednesday, they're going all day long. And Wednesday night, the Dueling Pianos are playing, and they have a Celebrate the West social. So this is, again, public event. Everyone invited to this event, and going to be a lot of fun. Dueling Pianos are fabulous, by the way. Thursday, then, we'll be there as well. Wraps up Thursday about lunchtime. So take it in. Find out more at ndoil.org. 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 Okay? All right. 701-258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That's actually the local number, 800-228-0550, the toll-free number. Or text me, 701-367-2054. For Todd, 701-226-8503. Texter says, Scott, U.S. troops have been in Afghanistan since the 80s when the Soviet Union invaded to financially give the Taliban stability and a source of income to fight the Soviet Union. We gave them soil to grow poppies. The U.S. has been invested in heroin and opium from Afghanistan since the 80s. 1,000 pounds of uncut Afghan heroin, when it reaches the U.S., is then sold to the mafia. They cut it by 70% to make it street ready. That means there's 70,000 pounds in every 1,000 pound shipment.
Wow.
Heroin is the only reason our U.S. troops are there. It finances every conflict around the world. Do your homework. Congress hasn't given funds for any conflicts that we've been in for 20 years.
There's a point to that.
Yeah, there definitely is. Now, the thing that I would say, though, you know, you're going to give foreign aid, for instance, to bad actors to take care of things there before they come here. I think that's how we should do the refugee thing, myself. It costs less to find a place for them near. If it's a temporary situation, you build, you know, rather than saying, okay, come here and, I don't know where that changed. The Trump administration is taking that one on. But I don't disagree that this has gotten completely out of hand there, and that's why the Taliban exists. Why don't we just blow them up? I guess they just grow them again, right?
Yep. Texas, but they've got to have them for the good stuff they're making, too.
Texter says, not sure if you have Snapchat, but here's the Snap code. 10 miles southwest of St. Anthony. Well, I love St. Anthony, but I just wouldn't be at the St. Anthony Township Hall there chatting with you rather than on Snapchat, because my head's going to explode if I have one more way to communicate on my phone. What do I got now? Facebook Messenger, Facebook, Twitter, text, email, call. Do I need one more? What is the value of Snapchat? Can somebody tell me that? What is it?
Yeah, well, I got nothing for you there.
One redeeming value of Snapchat? Is there one?
I always ask my kid, "You gonna Snapgram that?" He's like, "It's Snapchat, Dad." Snapgram.
Instagram. What about Foursquare? Yeah. What about there's like a bazillion of those little things.
Busy working, so I'll throw this out there now. Trump is getting hammered by both parties for attempting talks with the Taliban. I doubt we could ever cut a deal, but what are the Congress members' plans for getting out of Afghanistan? Yeah, good point. Easy from the cheap seats, where we've been there for 17 years, or as this person says, even longer than that, 17 years related to 9/11, right? This texter says the reason he's doing, I'm not familiar with this word here. Let me get a translation, or should I just read it?
What do you got?
What do you think? Should I get it translated, or should I just read it? And then
just read it.
Okay. I'm rebelling against libtard Facebook. What's a libtard?
Libtard? Haven't heard that phrase yet?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, tard. Libtard. You know.
Liberal. Yeah. Retarded.
Liberal. Wow.
I'm surprised you haven't heard that term.
Yeah, really? No kidding. You need to spend more time on social media, Scott.
No more name calling.
You can't like make fun of somebody using the word retard. You can't do that.
No. That's why I don't like libtard either.
Yeah. Well, you're not calling him a retard at that point.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of, aren't you?
You're making fun of their political persuasion, not their...
Would you ever convince somebody of
By the way, I don't use that word myself, just so we're all clear.
Could I ever convince you to change your mind about an opinion by calling you a name?
No.
There's a whole internet full of people who seem to think so, but you know,
right?
Smarter minds say no.
We got to get this call in quick. What's on your mind? Hello, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Shoot, what's on your mind?
Hey, wondering about this social standings you guys are talking about. Specifically, the social credit score we're kind of going towards. I listened to you this morning talking with Jesse Rosfett, and I listened to the happiness report right before the weather report, and then you got on and were talking about it, and I'm just wondering where do you stand on it?
Where do I stand on it? I think you're talking about my chat with Phil Parker and Jesse and the morning show on K-Fire, so K-Fire listeners would know what you're talking about at 7:40 if they heard that. 8:40, sorry. And he was talking about this new survey that says we're the 12th happiest state, and Minnesota's the third happiest state. What's your question about the survey?
Well, not really the survey. It's just the talk is making me really think that we are headed towards the social credit score, and Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook are going to be the ways that they keep track of our happiness.
So your point is that how they're doing it creeps you out a little bit here. How they're coming up with the survey is not something you're interesting. Good question. I don't know how they come up with these things. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, you know, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together, recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of Every Day Made Better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table. That's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UND tables, and even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University, and you can totally customize it if you'd like, and the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, spas, pool tables too, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a suicide attack last week that killed an American soldier in Afghanistan, for which Taliban leaders claimed responsibility, the president cancels what were to be secret talks with Taliban leaders at Camp David yesterday. Republican U.S. Senator of Wyoming John Barrasso says he made the right call.
He showed a lot of backbone. He has the right instincts and the right judgment on canceling the talks with the Taliban. They practice terror while they claim to be negotiating.
Still, President Trump is also getting a lot of criticism from lawmakers, including many Republicans, about having planned to hold the talks at Camp David. Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming tweeting that Camp David is where American leaders gathered to plan the response to Al-Qaeda, which was supported by the Taliban after 9/11, and no Taliban leaders should ever be allowed there. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the scene of someone's dream.
Baby, it's fine. Birthday bumper day. Michael Bublé is 43, so we're celebrating with Michael
Bublé.
Michael Bublé music. Is 44.
44. 43 and holding. Yeah.
There you go.
Dual four.
Brought to you by MyPillow today. MyPillow has one heck of a great deal right now. By the way, Michael Lindell's his new book out, too, by the way. You see that? He's out making the rounds on this and announcing his new recovery network. I think we were the first place where he talked about the recovery network, gosh, about a year ago, maybe more, down at his headquarters in the Twin Cities. Remember that well. This man is a force, folks. He didn't just sell pillows. He is trying to change lives. And his own personal story is pretty incredible as well. I don't know about you, I love buying from people like that, especially when they give me really good deals. Like right now, where they have a whole bunch of stuff up to 50% off. My pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and a lot more. The body pillow, regularly $89.99. With the promo code SCOTT, it's only $29.99. Here's what you do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, then put in the promo code SCOTT, and shop to your heart's content, or call 800-506-9028. 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Try it. If you don't like it, send it back. You get your money back. And a 10-year warranty. Those pillows never go flat. They just don't do it. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Finish with a few of the texts that have come in. Somebody sent a copy of the Bismarck Tribune story. I wonder what kind of liberal drivel this is. That Bismarck Tribune is really turning into a mess. Brought in some left-winger as a publisher, and he must be checking everybody's, you know, left-winger fake news credentials throughout the whole place. Editorials are disgusting. Unbelievable. This headline says, North Dakota lawmakers' social media use left to their best judgment despite some questionable posts. Texter says, another proud moment for the legislature with these idiots. These idiots being, Rick Becker's one of them, it looks like. A photo of him talking on a cell phone on his way to a committee hearing. They, of course, bring up the Dwight Kiefert post on same-sex marriage. Mary Adams, a Democrat, remember that one, comparing Adolf Hitler and President Donald Trump. Rick Becker shared a Facebook meme comparing shower rape and federal assistance programs perceived as free. I'm not sure I remember that. Rich Wardner's quoted in here saying, look, they're responsible to their constituents, what they put up. If they're doing things they shouldn't be doing, their constituents will let them know, either by vote or by messaging them some way. Josh Boucher, Democratic House Majority Leader, said he'd like to see more lawmakers use social media or communicate more in general, but he cautions that nothing on social media is private. The newly defined North Dakota Ethics Commission might play a role, but who defines offensive?
Yeah.
There you go. Who thought that would be an interesting story, I wonder?
Right?
Yeah, I mean, really. I guess let's say they go, if there's more Republicans, we can make look bad than Democrats. Yeah, let's do the story. Let's do the story.
Super slow news day.
Well, yeah, because how long ago was that? when the world was that? These posts are like a year old, aren't they?
Come on.
Unbelievable. Folks, this is why we say call, don't text. We don't say that, actually, but we prefer that you call rather than you text. 2580550 701-258-0550, or text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Somebody texted Todd a picture from the sidelines of the UND-NDSU football game, and the Fighting Hawk guy, the mascot, is over on the Bison side with his little getup on.
Yeah.
And
his hawk suit.
His hawk suit, yeah. And he's holding a sign saying, play us in hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, there you go.
I hope that's real. If somebody actually saw that at the game, call us, would you?
I don't think it is.
You don't?
I think it's Photoshop, but it's great.
No, come on.
It's so fun.
Play us in hockey.
Play us in hockey, yeah. Then you'll stop talking.
I'm going to believe that was the real deal until somebody calls and tells me otherwise.
I love it.
Somebody please call.
It is good. I mean, you got
it. I'm looking at it right now. That's so good.
Texter says, Scott, I can't take this anymore. My neighbor's dog comes over every day and poops on my driveway. What is in the water today? What do we got going on here now?
Yeah. No accountability or responsibility ever.
Well, I'm just...
Let the dog go. Get a hose out.
The texts are a little unusual, too. I can't take this anymore. My neighbor's dog comes over every day and poops on my driveway. It continues. There is no other explanation for this. It's Trump's fault.
Slow news day.
Yeah. Because, again,
Todd stepped on the punchline, of course. It's Trump's fault, she says. It's Trump's fault. Yeah.
No. Yeah, everything is, right?
The dog named Trump, is that the thing there?
There you go.
If Trump would tamp down his tweeting, the neighbor's dog wouldn't be so upset.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you for that.
Wow.
Texter says Dickinson residents have an election tomorrow on an $89 million bond school referendum, but they don't have to wait until tomorrow to vote. They can vote all day today. Stark County Courthouse still closing at 4 p.m. Thank you. Tell us how you're going to vote on that, by the way, in Dickinson. We'll get a little preview of the results. Call us and let us know how you're going to vote on that. 2580550. Texter says, Scott, I feel this China trade is overrated. An analyst from the Trump administration showed the numbers where Mexico and Canada trade way more with the U.S. than China. Import and export. Pelosi needs to put the USMCA on the floor for a vote no. Now.
Thank you.
Well, of course. Yes. And it is way more. And by the way, Republicans ought to get a backbone and actually start saying that. For all the, you know, I get the media's against them. But anytime anybody sticks a microphone in somebody's face, says anything about the economy, say, can you believe what Nancy Pelosi is doing to our farmers and ranchers? Sticking it to our farmers and ranchers. There's a deal done. All she's got to do is call a vote. Can you believe she's sticking it to them like that? She's the reason for every one of your economic concerns, Mr. Lib, T-A-R-D, reporter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they do that?
Can't do that. It's a better deal.
Scott, we are not long from NDSU having their own hockey team. They currently have a farm team, and I'm pretty sure they'll be soon become D1 college hockey team. It'll split the recruiting pool. I don't think it's going to happen. If it didn't happen before under Joe Chapman and Gene Taylor, I don't think it's going to happen. And here's the official word on why it's not going to happen. We can't compete with that. I heard those words out of high-level NDSU folks. We can't compete with that. That's what they say. And they mean the arena and the, yep, you know, the history and, you know, it's just football's the thing at UND. I'm sorry, at NDSU, and hockey's a thing there. Okay, I got to get to Senator Hovind. We caught up with him this weekend. A couple of great events, by the way. 119th Fighter Wing. The Happy Hooligans have a new commander, Bob Schulte, whose dad, by the way, I think his dad's from Bismarck, was a major general. And now he's a major general as the commander. Pretty cool. Also, the retirement of Bob Becklin, major general. That was leading the Hooligans for a number of years. And also we had the National Cemetery dedication. We have a National Cemetery in North Dakota now, just like Fort Snelling in Minnesota, just like Arlington National. It's a federal cemetery for our veterans. Isn't that cool? I think it's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Anyway, Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum, many others were all there, and we have a chance to catch up with them. So I did want to find out, okay, you're going back into Congress. Congress back in session, you know, the issue du jour is going to be gun control. What's the best approach once you're back and this comes up?
It's got to be something where obviously we want to keep firearms out of the hands of somebody who is mentally ill or would commit violent acts. But at the same time, you've got to protect due process and you've got to protect people's constitutional rights, their Second Amendment rights. And so that's how it has to be approached.
Saying all the right things there, exactly right. Due process first, then how do we do it? Can it be done? Second Amendment first, then how do we do it? I asked him if there was a worry about Congress just, quote-unquote, doing something on gun laws just to say something got done. Is there just such an overwhelming push to do something that'll be hard to stop?
You've got to make sure that, you know, whatever you do, you're accomplishing something that's effective as far as somebody who might be mentally ill or violent and keeping the firearm out of their hands, but still protecting due process and Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens.
All right, so that's his two bells that you're going to ring. And Senator Hovind's always disciplined in how he talks about this stuff. Those are the bells he's going to ring. I take comfort in that. I don't know about you. And I just hope there's more members of the Senate that are right there with him. As far as trade, I let him know that I'm hearing from a lot of you that patience is getting thin for a few folks and concerns are rising. Is he hearing that?
What I'm hearing from farmers is they very much want the result. They want better trade agreements, whether it's China or anyone else. They want, you know, access to markets. They want free trade and they want fair trade. But it's tough on them, right? And that's why we've done the market facilitation payments. We're just getting the second one out now. 50% has gone out. And there'll be additional assistance, but that's to keep our farmers in the game because the Chinese have targeted our farmers.
Walk us through where these trade agreements are.
Now, we're getting, you know, some steps in place. We got the agreement on beef with the EU. We've got the agreement in principle now with Japan. You'll see the details of that come out this month, probably in a couple weeks. Okay, that's going to help us with, you know, important crops for us, like our wheat crop, our corn crop, again, beef. Those are important for North Dakota. USMCA, we've got to get the House to take that up. We're ready to approve it in the Senate, but it has to start in the House. I think we can get an agreement with Great Britain. We're seeing trade negotiations ongoing again now with China.
Are we close to a trade agreement with China?
The challenge is with China is on the economics for ag and for energy. It looks pretty good. The problem is the enforceability, getting them to agree to provisions where you can actually enforce, you know, the agreement. And the other is the national security, the Huawei stuff with the microchips and the technology. They have an autocratic government in China, and so they control their companies. Well, when you put provisions in by that they have to abide by, then their central government is worried about their control over their Chinese companies. That's the hurdle that has to be gotten over. Right now, it looks like it's going back towards getting an agreement.
How soon is that agreement going to happen with China?
I hope within months. I think we got to keep pushing. Obviously, the sooner the better. At the end of the day, we got to have a decent agreement, though, something that works.
There you have the latest from Senator Hovind on two very important pieces of legislation. Second Amendment. A push when they come back, and also on the trade deals. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
The most productive combines in the world just became the most affordable. Harvest this fall with a used Gleaner combine from Butler Machinery and save with super low financing. You'll get 2.5% financing for 60 months on a used Gleaner combine. And that's not all. You'll get the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance with the grain-saving, fuel-efficient features of the Gleaner. Check out the used Gleaner combines online now at ButlerMachinery.com. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You make me feel so young.
Yes.
You make me feel that spring sprung.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The HDs are in. If you saw the 2019 Sierra tailgate and you thought, oh, I'd love one of those, but I need something, I need like a hefty pickup. Well, they're in now. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the hour. The boy crisis author next hour. I know Kevin and Todd have been pressing me to say, what is this all about? It's actually the title of a book. And the boy crisis is a crisis of education. Do you know boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading, math, and science? Crisis of mental health, ADHD on the rise, crisis of fathering, it's a big one, crisis of purpose. So, scary stuff, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Suicide rates, this is really scary, suicide rates among boys and girls are even until about, 7 or 8? And then boys just skyrocket from there on up. don't know what's going on there either, but listeners let me know about this book. And I said, yeah, we need to talk about that. So we shall. We're also going to talk about Gold Star moms, Gold Star families. There's a Gold Star Mothers and Family Day coming up. I want you to know about that. First, let's get Tom and Grand Forks in here, who's been waiting to weigh in. Tom, what's on your mind?
I want to talk to you about the gun control bit. First of all, you know, we got to stop our revolving door justice system, get the criminals off the street and do it permanently. You know, and that includes the death penalty. And then two, you can pass all the laws you want to banning magazines or bump stocks or barrel lengths or as scopes on handguns or whatever the news craze is. But until you get serious about the people who are going to misuse these things, you're fighting a losing battle. I'll hang up. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that. Give us a ring. All right. We're joined now by Richard Ryer. He's going to tell us about the Gold Star Mothers and Family Day. Richard, how are you? Richard, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
Good. I can hear you now, so that's super. What is a Gold Star family?
Well, this year we are having the third year for our kickoff for the Reach Across America, our North Dakota Gold Star Mothers and Family Day, which will be held at this Wednesday at the Grand Hotel. And we're honoring Joyce Myers from Bismarck, North Dakota, whose son, Specialist Curtis Meyer, who's in the Army National Guard. He's killed in Afghanistan on June 6, 2006, at the age of 21, when his Humvee struck two anti-tank mines during combat operation in Afghanistan. And understand that Curtis was married and had a daughter who's now 14, Haley, and we hope to see her there, and his twin brother, Alan, who also lives in Bismarck. And so we're looking for a good time for our community, state of North Dakota, people in the area to come and honor Joyce as our auxiliary department president, will be presenting a plaque to Joyce and also a letter from the National Gold Star Mothers in Washington, D.C., the president of that organization, and along with from Sally Johnson, she will be reading a letter from Senator Hoeven, and we're looking forward to this great event as it's our third, and it seems like each year that we hold this event in honor of our service members that we lay wreaths in December. It'll be December 14th when we will be laying wreaths from Reach Across America on the graves of our veterans at Sections 12 and 16 at the Rose Hills Memorial Park Cemetery.
The President, Donald Trump, last year actually designated Gold Star Mothers and Families Day. September 30th is the actual day of Gold Star Mothers and Families Day, but you obviously have an event planned for this week, but this is the month that we do that, and also calling on others to display the flag and hold appropriate ceremonies as a public expression of the gratitude of a nation and respect for Gold Star mothers and families. So this is a national thing, and really nice that you could have a mother honored and share her story as well. So we look forward to that. I mean, Gold Star moms, for those that don't know, are those that lost loved ones and that's, you know, serving this country, defending this country, going into the storm, as our Oasis Petroleum friends like to talk about, going into the storm. There's storms in all walks of life. There's storms in battlefields and storms in business and everything else. So one more time, tell us where and when this week that you're doing this event.
This will be on this Wednesday, September 11th. And the reason why we chose September 11th is because we're also going to use that time just before the ceremony that we're going to take a moment of reflection on 9/11. And we selected that date because of our servicemen went to the various parts of the country there to fight for the freedom that we almost lost during 9/11.
and it'll be at, the doors will open at 12:30. The program will start right at 1 o'clock, and it'll be at the Grand Hotel.
That's Minot, right?
In Minot, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, in Minot. The Grand Hotel in Minot. Hope you can take it in, folks. 12:30, the doors open. 1 o'clock, the event starts. That's on Wednesday. The anniversary of 9/11, honoring Gold Star families. Thanks, Richard. Your Norway professionals are Juven Tours and Travel. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, and I had the honor of being part of two trips now over the last 4 years to Norway. And it is amazing. It is almost indescribable. The beauty you see there is unlike anything you see anywhere in the world. All together, the mountains, the fjords, the waterfalls, and, of course, the people. And 2020 is going to be a great year for Carol and his team at Juven Tours and Travel. Call them now to reserve your spot on the Scandinavian Tour in May, the Norse Husfest Tour in May, the Norway Luxury Tour 1 leaving June 15th, or Norway Luxury Tour leaving July 20th, the Best of Norway Tour August 10th. And, of course, plenty of other destinations, including the South Pacific Wonders in a trip coming up this winter in February of 2020. Go to JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com for all the details, or call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093 or 701-237-9000.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.